From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidates campaign after Thursday's contentious debate, with frontrunner Donald Trump deciding to skip a major conservative political conference outside Washington. Trump was scheduled to speak at the CPAC conference on Saturday, but he said on Twitter that he would not attend. Campaigning in Michigan Friday, Mr. Trump blasted his main opponents, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
You know that in Florida, they hate little Marco Rubio so much. It's true. Because of the fact that he never votes, he never shows up to vote.
Rubio, meanwhile, was campaigning in Kansas ahead of that state's caucus on Saturday. He did say he would support Trump if the billionaire businessman wins the party's nomination. Senator Cruz criticized Trump's so-called flexible stance on immigration. The billionaire businessman had previously said he would deport more than 11 million illegal aliens from the United States, but in Thursday's debate, he said he would be more flexible when it comes to immigration. There are five presidential nominating contests scheduled for Saturday in Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, and Nebraska. Authorities in Yemen say at least 15 people, including four Christian nuns from India, were killed when militants burst into a retirement home in Aden. Security officials said the attackers fired automatic weapons as they entered the rest home Friday morning. The dead include the four nuns, two Yemeni women, and eight elderly residents. No group has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Turkey says its tanks shelled Islamic State positions in northern Syria and not those of the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia. The YPG had said in a statement that two Turkish tanks fired dozens of shells at its positions in the area of Afrin in northwest Syria. The French news agency reports that since mid-February, Turkish howitzers stationed just inside the border had shelled targets of the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party and its armed wing, the People's Protection Units, inside Syria. The Turkish military said it was responding to incoming fire. But Washington had urged Ankara to halt its fire in the run-up to a partial ceasefire in Syria. Since then, there have been no reports of Turkey shelling the PYD, which Ankara accuses of being the Syrian branch of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees office is proposing a plan to help resolve Europe's refugee crisis. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the move comes ahead of a European Union ministerial meeting with Turkey in Brussels next week.
The UN Refugee Agency reports the situation in Greece is rapidly deteriorating, with around 30,000 people living under miserable conditions. The EU had agreed to fairly distribute 160,000 refugees among its 28 members. The UNHCR is proposing a six-part plan to EU member states to manage and stabilize the refugee situation. The plan calls for the relocation of asylum seekers from Greece and Italy, and at the same time, returning individuals who do not qualify as refugees to their home countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. economy had a strong net gain of 242,000 jobs last month. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate held steady in February at an eight-year low of 4.9%. The number of jobs created was higher than most economists had predicted. Speaking at the White House, President Obama said the economic data show the doomsday rhetoric coming from some political campaigns is fantasy.
Think about this. If somebody had told us 7 years ago that we'd get to this point, at a time when we were losing 800,000 jobs a month and the unemployment rate hit 10%, we wouldn't have believed it.
Jobs grew in healthcare, retail, food services, construction, and education. The data show that 7.8 million Americans are still unemployed, which is about 800,000 fewer than a year ago. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.